listening to Cannabis Radio News' exclusive coverage of Vote 2016, The Path to Cannabis Freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Time for us to take another look at the upcoming Marijuana Election Night 2016. And joining us to discuss it, we've got Jeff Krause. He's the treasurer of the Yes on 182 campaign in the great state of Montana. Jeff, welcome to the show. Hello, Jeff. Do we have you there? Jeff, do we have you? Can you hear us okay? Somehow we're not able to get Jeff on the line. Let me see if I've got a problem in our connection that I can quickly fix. How about now, Jeff? Can you hear us okay?
I can hear you.
Oh, there we go. Just had to find the right button to push, and it's all there. Glad to have you here. Thanks for being here on short notice. We appreciate it, and we're really interested in what's going on in the state of Montana. Let's fill folks in on what's been happening. I mean, Montana passed medical marijuana, and it grew into a program with 30,000 or so patients and a whole thousands of caregivers taking care of them, but it's all gone to hell since then. Can you fill folks in on Initiative 182 and the problem it's trying to solve?
Yes, I can do that. So in 2004, right, 12 years ago now, 64% of Montana voters passed an initiative, I-148, creating the medical marijuana program in the state of Montana. And in 2011, the Montana legislature passed essentially what amounts to prohibition again. It was designed to make medical marijuana fail. Essentially what it says is, you have the opportunity, sick person, to grow your own plants. And, or maybe the person that takes care of you can grow some plants for you. And having had cancer, I can tell you, I couldn't eat raw fruit, much less get my hands in dirt and grow marijuana for myself. I I had to be helped to the bathroom, So, it's like telling people you got to grow your own moldy bread and make your own penicillin. That's essentially what 423 did. It's de facto prohibition, and when it went into effect August 31st, it made criminals out of 12,000 sick people. So yeah. In 58 days, we got this I-182 qualified for the ballot. It reverses almost everything that 423 did, and yet at the same time, I think it does two things. It broadens some of the reasons, particularly access for veterans and people suffering from PTSD, but it also provides a lot of accountability in that it allows for product testing in a certified lab, and it creates licensing fees, and then it requires providers to have licenses and receive yearly inspections. So it puts some additional sideboards on the medical marijuana program. And I have to say that, it got a little crazy up here after medical marijuana was approved, and we had cannabis caravans, and I think it did get a little crazy. I was the mayor of Bozeman at the time, and we were trying to figure out what to do about this to try to make sure it was a responsible medical marijuana program and not turn into Little Amsterdam. And we did a very successful job of it. I think a lot of the what's going on is coming out of Bozeman because it was so successful here. And what people found, of course, is that they knew sick people who got relief, either it was their parents who had cancer or something, some chronic pain that got relief, or it was someone they knew, or it was them themselves that found relief. I think many Montanans see how ridiculous this new law is, and we're hoping to get it passed come November.
Well, that's good news. That issue here, of course, is the Montana Medical Marijuana Program, which had evolved through caregiving to create storefront dispensaries, which for many people, like you mentioned, someone who's suffering from cancer doesn't have the energy necessary to be able to cultivate plants, harvest them, cure them, trim them, all of that. So dispensaries had kind of come into existence, and this brought the ire of the legislature that thought that wasn't, you know, storefront sales of marijuana wasn't something that was supposed to be part of medical marijuana. Now, you had a chance to overturn this with an initiated veto referendum, but it failed. Can you explain why that failed and why or why not that's a problem for passing this initiative 182?
Well, I don't remember that. What I remember is we tried to get it, we tried to get the Supreme Court to overturn the law, claiming that what it said it was doing wasn't what it was doing. It was really reversing the initiative, not going in and making so many changes that the original initiative wasn't effective anymore, and the Supreme Court, only the Supreme Court Justice from Bozeman is the only one that disagreed that it was okay, and so we lost in court, and I think that that was our last throw, is that this is the initiative to overturn 423, and it's got a lot of support from different legislators and me, the former mayor Bozeman, three-time mayor Bozeman, current commissioner, and I think, you know, we see that people understand why this is good for sick people, and they don't want to make criminals of sick people. And I think that there's a disconnect between the legislature and the people of Bozeman on this subject. And having gone to the legislature and testified, look, I was the program that we passed at the city council was pretty tough. We limited the number of shops, providers. We sort of by population. We used zoning laws to put them only in manufacturing zones and not in entryway corridors, kept them from schools. We didn't allow medical marijuana smoking in public or in public places or bars or anything like that. So, we put a lot of controls in place, and then we have a robust no off-site advertising. So there's not a lot of billboards in Bozeman, in fact, almost none. And so, you know, we didn't see medical marijuana dispensary advertising the way maybe some other cities did, but we controlled it, and as a result it became a program that people learned they could live with, and they also found out that it helps people, and so we have a lot of support for this initiative in this area, and it's not just coming from the big college here at Montana State University. It's all of us boomer, baby boomers and everyone else who thought it's about time. We all know, I think, that if you're growing three plants at a time, you're never going to be able to do the kind of scientific design and discovery that allows for some of the products that have come on the market that treat epilepsy or MS or the Parkinson's, some of the stuff that's come out that you've seen in Colorado, right? That really is working on any number of diseases, and I don't think it's a stretch to say that voters have seen how it can work, and that it can. It doesn't necessarily, it won't be abused as much as alcohol or tobacco or fast food or you name it, opioids or anything else. It's no more subject to abuse than any of that. So I think they get it. And it's just up to us to make the case. We have some opposition. They put up a bunch of billboards, no pot shops, I think you see all around. And they are well funded by one auto dealer. And so we have to be aggressive in getting the word out here in Montana.
So the just to be clear, we're speaking with Jeff Krause, the former mayor of Bozeman and the treasurer of the Yes on 182 campaign in Montana. So you saying that the considerations that you put into the program in Bozeman have been adopted by Initiative 182?
No, they haven't been, but it's just what worked here. And it this idea that you have to have draconian, essentially prohibition, that was proposed by 423 to make this work for the dispensaries and for the patients is ridiculous. You don't have to have those controls.
Gotcha.
You can put a series of moderate controls in that really does work for people who are uninterested in this product, and yet it also works for the dispensaries and it works for the patients as well.
So this, it would appear then the idea is that with medical marijuana as it initially unfolded in Montana, it may have swung a little too far to the liberal side, using that in the classic sense of being free and open. Then with 423, yeah, swung too far back to the conservative side in the sense of being too restrictive. And now with 182, we might have the Goldilocks solution of medical marijuana being just right in Montana?
I believe so. I think I really believe in this initiative, and you know, I wouldn't be putting my name on every sign and advertisement that goes up if I didn't. But more importantly, I believe that sick people get help from this product. And yeah, I was as cynical as anybody else, thinking there'd be a whole lot of people on the ski hill, 18 to 23, with chronic headaches. You know, And we had a series of charrettes, a series of meetings while we were working on our laws in Bozeman, and I met dozens and dozens of people and then and heard dozens of other stories about other people who were sick and got help from this these products. And you know, you just can't ignore that kind of anecdotal evidence. So now I think Montanans either know somebody that's been helped or know a number of people that have been helped, or they've been helped themselves, and they're ready to reject what the legislature served up to us.
Well, let's hope so. We'll be bringing the coverage on Marijuana Election Night 2016 live here on CannabisRadio.com, and we hope to report that Montana's Initiative 182 passes with flying colors. Jeff Krause, before we let you go, could you give our listeners some resources, online, contacts, Facebook, anything like that they could use to help support the campaign?
Well, yes, just go to Yes on 182, and let's see. I think that's the best way to go. It's on Facebook, and of course, it's on. All you got to do is Google Yes on 182, and you'll find us there. So we have plenty of information and other people there, information and ways to get excited about this. That's the best thing I can tell you.
All right, folks. It's Yes on 182 on Facebook, also at Yes on 182 on Twitter. Jeff Krause is the treasurer of the organization fighting to bring a sensible medical marijuana program back to the state of Montana. Jeff, we thank you for your time, and good luck in the election.
Think about the patients.
Absolutely.
That's what I ask people to do. Think about the patients.
Thank you so much for your effort.
Thank you.
All right, and Montana's vote coming up on November 8th, Initiative 182, would explicitly allow for dispensaries. It would remove auditing of doctors who recommend for more than 25 patients, and it would add post-traumatic stress to the list of qualifying conditions for medical cannabis in Montana. Vote yes on 182. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with our High on Sports segment featuring former NFL player Boo Williams.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.